Extreme PC UK.
Why, hello there, everybody, and welcome to episode 194 of Extreme PC UK podcast. I'm your host, Nick, also known as Extreme PC UK all over the place. And today on the show, we have...
Big Hammer 25, and who that behind me?
That's me.
Wow. I absolutely pooed my pants when I saw that there. Nick's big enough, but now there's an even... The scream full of them. Sorry, Trainspotting Trev, and for Star Trek, The Trekway, and please check out our most recent episode, because it's fantastic.
Cool. I think the title of this episode is going to have to be called Winging It. I'm going to just apologize right now for any sound. I noticed the intro came in totally distorted. Basically, we've all been to Insomnia. And when we go to Insomnia Gaming Festival, I-70, we take all of our gear, we rip it all to pieces, we take it all to Birmingham, we put it all back together, and something's happened to my Stream Deck, which I've only just seen now, because it's been working all week, and I just put it on now, and Elgato have wiped the Stream Deck blank. It's literally blank. It don't get more blanker than that, look. That's on.
That always happens, Nick. It always happens, mate. Like you said, when everything goes fine, it's either NVIDIA that do it with the driver updates or Insomnia. God damn.
Yeah, but the thing is, I've got pages and pages of profiles for different podcasts and stuff like that. So to get it back, it's going to be an absolute pain in the ass, which I'm not happy about. Especially the fact that I'm having to go back to the dark ages and do manual clicking on buttons, which I haven't done for years, and now I've got to try and click it all. So at the end of the podcast, it's going to be a nightmare as well. But so I'm sorry for any sound or anything like that. Obviously, we didn't go live last week because we was at Insomnia partying away. and we might as well just start off really. The first thing I want to talk about before we get into Insomnia is I was wanting to say, do you remember I was talking about big changes for the podcast? I wasn't sure whether I was going to change the name and people
Is Gray sacked? Is that what's happening?
He will be if he keeps putting that picture up of him.
Oh my, stop it.
It's like two greys looking at it. It's like a giant spider. You know when you see like giant spiders? But no, listen, this is serious. This is serious talk right now. So over the last couple of months, everybody seems to have gathered by now that I've been umming and ahhing about where we go, what we do. Do we do the podcast? Do we keep the podcast? Do we change it for something else? And I finally have the plan together. It's solved. So what the plan's going to be is, whilst we're at Insomnia, I got chatting to a few people, mainly Ross. Ross is, if anyone ever needs any help with YouTube, Ross is the daddy of YouTube. He knows about all the analytics, all the SEO ratings, how to write your titles and stuff like that. He's the man when it comes to YouTube for getting videos out. I looked at your videos as well, and one of them's got 68,000 views, isn't it?
Yeah, man. By the way, my name's Ross Light. You can find me at anywhere, twitch.tv/RossLight, on the Ross Light on Linktree and all the other good places. And yes, one of my videos did get 64,000 views, and another one of my videos got another 20,000 views. Overall, my channel's 110,000 views, and I've only got like 400-something subscribers.
Sorry, dude, but I didn't realise you didn't even go.
No.
He remembered.
At least you got in there, dude. You forced your way back in. I like that. You took control. You took control and said, no, I will tell people who I am. But anyway, so the big changes that are going to happen, whilst we was at Insomnia, we was talking about this, and quite a few people have told me over the last year to do a YouTube. I've got a YouTube already, but I just don't have time and effort to put it in. So what we've come up with is my newest idea, and I hope everybody's going to be happy with this, is the gaming podcast and the name is going to stay exactly the same. Every Thursday, we're going to be doing the podcast. As we do, it's going to be us four and other guests talking about gaming, talking about the industry, talking about hardware, talking about anything you want, really. But then what I'm going to do is I'm going to do extra. So you might get extra downloads, which boost us, boost everything else. And it's going to be in totally different areas. So I'm going to have a content creation area where it will be interviewing, say, streamers and stuff like that and talking about them. If I want to do a Star Citizen Alone podcast, it will be like a special game version where it will be Star Citizen. Or if people out there want me to do something, play a game and talk about it, I'm happy to play the game, talk about it with a couple of podcasters, and then we do a whole podcast on that game. So like there could be a transport.
Nick, is this like OnlyFans? Is this like OnlyFans? Is that
no, because OnlyFans you pay to see people take off their clothes, don't you?
Do you?
Not necessarily. Oh. Originally was created for people who are content creators, and then it got took over by that market. The origination of OnlyFans was like a alternative Patreon, but
Jesus, man, I'm
it got turned into something else like that.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, but anyway. Yeah, so basically, the podcast will now have different versions of things coming out. And the next layer, what we're going to try and do is, this is, at the moment, it's a test to see if it can work. So me and Ross are actually putting a lot of effort into the YouTube. If you go to our YouTube, which is just Extreme PC UK, all one word, you'll see that all of our videos are up there. They've been rearranged. And what else is going to happen, which is a massive, massive thing for everybody listening, is normally we do the podcast live on a Thursday and you can watch it on Twitch. Yeah. And then you, if you're a sub, you can watch it back anytime that week. If you're not a sub, you can listen to it on sound, but you can't see it. So what I'm going to do now is every week, so if you're 1 week behind, every week we will put the video one out onto YouTube. So it will go out on YouTube a week later so that they still have people turn. Otherwise, we never get no one turn up to the show because they just watch it at their own leisure a week later. So every single episode of the podcast with video will go out on YouTube and anyone can watch that. It's all totally free. Everything on YouTube's free. We'll be doing like short videos. I'm going to have like also an area for community. So if any of you out there that are in the community have got any clips, whether they're long or whether they're short and we like them, then I can, we'll put them onto our YouTube in the community area. And then we'll tag you at the bottom of it. So it goes to you as well. So basically it's going to just given us another layer of like the Discord and the Twitch where people can get involved. There'll be videos from behind the scenes and bits and pieces. And the thing is, it's no more longer just about Extreme PC UK gaming on Extreme PCs. It's now going to be about everything. So it can be anything in the industry. It could be us at shows for gaming. It could be that we're all on a pub night out and it'll have a video of us all at the pub. It's going to be for everybody. And I'm going to make sure that I try and get some stuff out all the time. And like there'll be, like I said, all different interviews and stuff like that. So if anyone would like to go and give us a sub to start with and see if we can get a little boost going to start with, just go to Extreme PC UK on YouTube, give that a sub, put some comments in. Anything anyone likes to see, you can just drop me a message or in Discord. The Discord is Extreme PC UK as well. One issue we're going to have today is I can't actually turn the volume down on that, which is going to be a pain in the ass. Permission granted. We're just going to hear this all the way through.
I can't hear it.
Right, quick.
Oh, no.
Someone turn them bits off, man.
You should have told them that. They're going to spam it.
Yeah. Now. No, well, the thing is, if it gets too bad, I'll just have to go into the Streamlabs and turn it off. But, yeah, don't give us bits. Just give us subs.
I mean, yeah, I can play good. Sound clips now that I never could do before.
Yeah, don't. Otherwise, I'll have to turn all the alert box off.
I'm only kidding.
Because the annoying thing about this, I'm going to try and do it as we're talking because it's just going to be...
We're winging it. That's why we're winging it.
That's why we're winging it. We've got issues today, man.
A little fix in music.
Yeah, well, while that was quiet, I just turned the bits off, so hopefully the bits still don't come through at all now. So if you send us bits, thank you in advance. But yeah, so just get on the YouTube, and I want to get the community involved in this. I want to get people involved in it. I want us to be a tight-knit community where we get together and everybody goes to look at what's been happening around with all the other people. Right, let's move on anyway. The other big thing that why we're talking about this is because we've been to Insomnia Gaming Festival. I saw Jammer there. I saw loads of people there. And I'm going to be honest, if a lot of people didn't know this, but my stand a couple of days before the show got reduced to being in a normal place with no stand. At first, we was a bit like, oh, but then when we got there and we got to meet the crew, it was actually really good to be mixed amongst all the people. We had people in queues behind us. And everybody was really friendly and we was having loads of good times. We went to the casino. And this time around, we got a massive group of people. And it was like everywhere you went, it was a lot better and friendlier and we was with a lot of other people. And I learned something as well myself at Insomnia, which I think Ross actually saw, is that a lot of people in the gaming industry I've sort of avoided for a long time. And I think, because I think they've sort of alienated themselves from me, but I think I alienate myself from them. And so this time round, we embraced the love. We went around, we spoke to everyone in it, Ross. We spoke to like literally so many people, and we just had a wicked time. We watched The Dark Room. If anyone has never seen a thing called The Dark Room, it's in the theatre and it's amazing. It's like a audience-driven, old school. How would I explain it?
Text-based adventure.
But the guy, this Robotron, you can check him up on Twitch. It's called Robotron. He's ruthless, man. And it is so funny. We watched him for 3 hours and non-stop. It was just pure laughter. It was so good. So just go and check that. It's so good that I'm actually going to watch him on the 5th of May in London again at the theatre in Soho. So if anybody's up for that, let me know. And yeah, it was just wicked. What stuff did you have to point out about Insomnia, Ross?
Insomnia has just been absolutely great in terms of like how friendly everyone was, how it was a bit more smaller than last time, but obviously that's going to be affected because it's changed over ownership. Like, there's been a big shakeup that's happened recently, so not everyone who was there is going to be there. But it was still very good. Monster was there, giving out free Monster to everyone, giving out barber haircuts. Aww. It was absolutely insanely cool, because, like, you could book yourself in for a barber haircut from the Monster Rot. People.
How many cans of Monster did you sneak?
No. Don't open your lips. Don't open your lips, boy.
You don't actually have to...
No, whoa. Zip it.
End of you.
It was at this point, he booped up.
Yeah.
So what actually happened this time around was, Ross said, I'm not going to drink alcohol most of the time. I decide I'm going to drink pints of apple juice. No. Oh, my God. So every double vodka I'm drinking, yeah, throughout the day, this guy's got a pint of apple juice. Back-to-back pints of them, and he's just downing them and downing them.
Rush.
And there's a whole group of us there, and he's just, now give me an apple juice. He's got pints of it, no lie. One pint's gone, another pint's gone. I said, Ross, mate, you need to stop. You're going to turn yourself inside out, mate. Anyway, now I'm fine. What happens is, every single day, both of our voices are still broken from this, because we was out. I was eating curry in my room at like 5 o'clock in the morning.
Saw the video.
Literally, you lot was getting up and stuff, and I was still there. Had half an hour sleep and then went back to the show. But Ross had 7 pints of apple juice in one go. So he decided he was going to have a mass explosion in the middle of the night.
It wasn't because of the apple juice. It's because of the dry-ass crackers I ate. But what Trevor's saying was...
No, wait a minute.
Shut yourself.
No, it was a big, massive, solid log, dude. It was absolutely insane. I was sitting on the toilet half asleep.
He didn't know whether the toilet was going down or he was going up.
Honestly, I didn't. I was passing in and out of consciousness as I was on that toilet bog, just thinking,
wow.
Oh, God, is this out yet? Oh.
And then he realized, by the time he finished, he had realized that it was like Christmas and he was on top of the tree, but it was actually a log.
Man, it was iceberg.
Yeah. The next day, I'm like, he's like, Nick, man, I felt so ill in the night. Like, I had to go to the toilet and that. He was all mashed up in bed, like, And I was like, what do you expect, dude? You've had so much apple juice. There's killer amounts of apple juice. There's sugar in there. It must have killed you. So what happens is we go out that night, he turns to alcohol.
I'm right, he does. Jesus Christ.
But
mate.
To be fair... Ross doesn't drink a lot of alcohol because he gets drunk very quick, but you was putting him away with us for most of the night, so you didn't get a hangover. None of us did. Not one of us had a hangover. And
you
I think the reason
hangover.
No, but the reason why I think I didn't get no hangover was because I was so pissed. I was waking up half an hour after sleeping going, I'm still drunk. And then in the afternoon, I get a bit of that muzzy head coming in, but then I'm like, get another drink. Just carried
I'd
on, man.
I'd be dead if I'd done that.
Weird. Four and a half days. I think I smoked 40 fags in one day and then wondered why my lungs were
not
hurting.
Not the American kind.
Yeah.
Just to clarify that.
That's for anyone over here, that's cigarettes. Cigarettes, I repeat.
Yes, don't kick us off YouTube.
Yeah. Right. Yes. The thing is, I'm not being funny. They can't really kick you off. When you've got different languages in different places, you can't...
They don't. They factor that in, mate.
Yeah.
I'm just being facetious.
The alert goes up.
Could you imagine? I said, oi, geezer, I'm going down the shop to buy some cigarettes, darling.
That's better. Do that, man.
Well, it's really geezer. I'm going down a shop to buy some fuck. I won't say that. Fags. Didn't swear there. I held it back.
So this is the first time in a few years, a few shows that old Trev hasn't memed you. It was too expensive for him, but I did pre-book a really cheap ass hotel in case I-71 goes ahead.
Going to be honest, you wouldn't have made it. You wouldn't have made it. You wouldn't have kept up. You're too boring. You would never stayed out till 4:30.
No, you're right. You're damn right. I wouldn't have, because then I wouldn't have been on the stand at all. I would be dead.
Nah, we'd have had to beat you up and drag you out. Sorry, mate.
I do have one suggestion for Ross, though. Next time you go to the next I-71 or whatever, instead of doing the apple juice, switch it to prune juice.
Nah, man, I don't like prune juice. I was thinking cranberry, but I was like,
he doesn't get it, does he?
Cranberry's a bit better, and it's like, if they have really crappy cranberry juice behind the bar, whereas the apple juice they have is okay. Like, you can't really get bad apple juice.
Yes, you can.
I just figured if you want to turn yourself inside out, prunes will do it a lot faster.
Okay. Oh, laxative. Yeah.
Took a minute for you to get that one. It's okay.
I've got to catch up with some comments before we get into the podcast. And obviously, remember, people, if you're new to the podcast, this is just the intro part. That's why we're talking absolute crap. We will get into games and stuff in a minute. A couple of comments. Jammer says, if you wanted any proof Extreme PCK was moving away from Extreme PCs, this episode is a good indicator. But we do always talk about everything normally anyway before. And then Bob Marley Rob says, was there any free sneak energy drink samples? So there was loads last year, but this year around, there wasn't a lot of main stands there, really, was there?
No.
You had Red Bull there for a couple of days, but there wasn't really... There was no stands really like that. There was a lot of market stalls. You had Nintendo... There was a couple of big ones, massive army rumble helicopters and stuff, but the show floor was more like markety than actually. They had the creator zones, but they were pretty empty. For me, last year before was absolutely humongous to what it was this year. But obviously, for me, I don't go there for the expo side of it. I go there for the LAN and for the people I know and for the streamers and stuff like that. Then GR502 just says, blatantly obvious, I don't get it, mate. If you drink too much apple juice, you pass out while shitting.
must be something to it. I mean, yeah.
It wasn't that. It was like I woke up in the middle of the night and I was half asleep.
Yeah.
Like, night before having 3 hours sleep.
He was half asleep.
Next show full of fruit sugar. Jeez.
This year was a bit for you.
This year was way different for me because it's the first year where I didn't have to get up in the morning at like silly o'clock to get to the stand and set it all up and then watch everybody. I was streaming in with all the other streamers. The only thing I would say is we had some terrible internet at the beginning and at the end. But you know, I'm in a stream from that area. We normally have dedicated internet because we're on our own stand. But I had a much more fun time because I could focus. I was streaming most of the days. The community was getting on. You know what it's like normally where I'm not streaming and then I'm just jumping off. But this time round, we were doing like a solid 5-hour stream. We was all playing Euro Truck Simulator, which I'll talk about later on in the podcast. And it's actually been really, really funny. I really enjoyed my time there. The days went very fast. It was just I'd say it's the first time I've had like a massive crew of people that we don't know. And like at some points I was splitting off from my crew and just going and chilling with other people, going out for dinner with other people. And like, we was all mixing in different places. Really, really cool. And if it's on next time and we're invited, we'll definitely be down there again. And I'll be looking for streamers again.
I was having my usual fun watching Nick stream and playing sound effects and he doesn't know where it's coming from. And he's
My God.
I love freaking him out. It's so much fun.
Do you know what we're doing? We're playing the cycle, weren't we?
You're playing the cycle, and you're like, you know, looking around everything. And I play the gunshots, like, oh, what's that? Someone shooting at me.
Yeah, but my team just ignored me. My team was just ignoring me.
He sees my name and just goes, oh, for God's
sake. Yeah, it's a grey again. But then I never know. It happens again next 2 minutes, and it happens again, and then it happens again, and then these lot are laughing, and I can't focus. But do you know what? I don't get it. The cycle's a really good game, and it's a really fun game to play with friends, but no one watches the damn thing.
Especially when you kill Ross.
Especially when you kill me. Zero people watch the cycle.
I took that and put it up right away.
That was genius. You never gave him a chat. I'm watching that going, oh, is that you, Ross? You never even finished the sentence and you blew his head off. You never waited for the answer.
I know, I got panicked.
And he went right down a one shot too.
The thing is, did you notice how how I covered my tracks? I shot him in the face instantly. I said, Ross, is that you? Bang. Yeah? And then I went, I asked you, man. I swear I asked you. You didn't answer me. I made Ross a program. I made him believe that it was his fault.
Yeah, and I'm just there dead on the floor. I'm just like, all right, Nick. All right.
That's silly that's salmon
the real
on the
definition
floor.
Of shoot first and ask questions later.
Right.
That's that
I think we need to move on. We need to get into it. We need to get stuck into this podcast. We got the notes up. We spoke about I-70. We spoke about the changes happening with the podcast. And if anyone has any questions, put them in and we can talk about it. That's all good. Right, the first thing I want to say about me and comics. So I'm just going to talk a little bit, not for long, because obviously we all know what it is. Euro Truck Simulator 2, we've been playing it in the community. It's taken off, like, a lot. Like, there's a new convoy mode. You used to play a thing called Truckers MP, which was a mod. And it would have like 100 people per server. You'd buy your trucks and then you'd drive around. You'd have vicinity chat so you can talk to people as you're driving around. And we played this for quite a long time. But the thing is, you didn't have any big like trucks or any of the stuff that's in the actual game. It was just very basic. Since this time, they've brought out the actual real official version of multiplayer. And what it does is it allows you to have 8 people on a hosted server. So I build the convoy and then 7 people can join. But the good thing about it is you can take all the missions. So I could get a mission where I've got a yacht on the back and I've got an escort. And it's really good the way they've done it. So I will take a mission or someone will take a mission in the convoy. And then what happens is that mission shows up at the top of the screen where everybody can just click it if they've got the like credentials to do it. So if I need like level 5 fragile cargo, if you've got level 5 fragile cargo, you can click that button. And you can instantly get that mission. And then what happens is you get 8 of you in a convoy. And it's well funny because all 8 of you have to get from one place to the next place. And so we're all driving around trying to get all these cars wedged up and that. And then you get Comet coming past at like 70, 80 miles an hour and just piles in the back of you. And the game is relentless for damage. Like he fell off a bridge in his truck at one point and it done him for 180 grand. Which is the price of the truck, and this takes time to make money.
Why so expensive, man? Why so expensive?
Because his truck was worth. Yeah, because that's how much they are in real life.
Oh, I thought it was for the recovery. I thought you could pay to get it recovered, not a brand new.
Oh no, you pay to get it recovered, but then it's still battered when it gets there. and he literally demolished his truck, and he said to me, "Nick, I just done what you did." I said, "What's that?" He said, "I went back to my last save." I was like, "You cheating little man." So
I would do the same.
Yeah. But the thing is, when you're playing in the convoy, it is so funny. Even though you'd think that game's pretty boring, when you've got a group of you and you're all going from, say, London to Edinburgh, it's actually quite funny because you have to stop.
No, you just went to Glasgow, you gits.
No, we went to... I keep telling you this. We was in Edinburgh and then we went
to
Glasgow.
So you take a right. There was Glasgow. There was Edinburgh here and there was Glasgow there and you took a right and you went on...
Yeah, because the day before we drove from London to Edinburgh. And then when you got on, we went from Edinburgh to Glasgow. But it's funny because the game is really hard to make money. So it gives you this real serious factor of let's play properly. And even when you're playing properly, you're all trying to be serious. And then some dick comes down the outside or because it's got real cars in this version of it. Cheers for that sub, Irish. I just wait for that to finish.
Personal identification.
Probably going to be well loud. Well loud.
9972
accepted.
Load.
Permission granted.
It's well loud.
Check load.
UK load.
Thank you and peace out.
Cheers for that sub. Really do appreciate it, mate. 46 months. Yeah, so you've got all of you driving together, and even though you think the game would be pretty boring, it is actually quite funny as a group. It's boring on your own, but funny as a group. And in this version of multiplayer now, you have traffic on the thing, so you actually get... Like, there's accidents and there's tailbacks and you're thinking, hold on a minute, I'm not going to be stuck in this. You're trying to weave in and out and you literally scratch your car and money comes off. And the whole point of the game is to build up a fleet of trucks so that you can hire out other drivers. So if you get to the point where you've got a fleet of trucks and you hired other drivers, they will literally make you money every hour in game you play. So we're trying to like build it up and build it up. So it's a real long-term game. And it's quite funny because you can have players who have been playing it for years or players that are new, and then we can just do the new players' missions and we all go together. And it's really funny. So if anybody does want to get in to Euro Truck Simulator 2, it's on Steam. I know if you go onto CD Keys or something like that, you can get it very, very cheap. The only issue we'll find is we've got all the DLC to go over to like Portugal, Spain, up into like the Netherlands and stuff like that, all the way down, I think, goes to Turkey. And we go everywhere. And what we do is we just try and get as many missions in as possible. But if anyone's interested in that, drop on the Discord and drop me a message to say like, oh yeah, I want to play. Sorry, I've still got no breath. I've still got no voice back. And what we'll be doing is we'll be doing gaming nights on this where loads of people get in. The DLCs are all relatively cheap. You can buy them in a big bundle. But just literally, even if we get on this night, we can say, oh, it's going to be in France. And then people can just buy that one if that helps people out. Or we can stay in England or whatever. But it's just really, really funny. And as you go around the map, it gives you a yellow line to where you've been. So you unlock roads. And what we try and do is we try and go to all the different places. Would any of you on here play this?
I played it before with you guys way back. I do have a copy of it, mate.
That was Truckers MP. This one's different.
Euro Truck. No, Euro Truck. I think I've got Euro Truck. I'm pretty sure I've got it. But the question we really need to be asking is, why is he not mentioning Star Citizen once? And it's because he's waiting for a certain update or fix to come out.
I can talk about that if you want.
We didn't say it had to. We're just, you know.
I can talk about it. No, we're going to do it now. You've brought it in. We're doing it. Going in the title.
I'm so sorry,
oh,
guys.
Your fault, Jeff.
clip that.
I think I paid £11 for the game and £24 for all the DLCs. Trub bought all of the game and then we stopped playing it last time. He's like, I'm not buying a game of you lot again. But no, just a brief quickly. That's Euro Truck Simulator 2, but just quickly, a brief one. So Star Citizen, there were some really naughty people going around doing this exploit where you get unlimited money. So what happened is...
Not us, though.
It wasn't us. You never showed it to me, and I never did it.
Yeah, I didn't.
And the internet doesn't know it's us either, because there's not a video out there with billions of viewers on it pointing us out.
Exactly.
Anyway, what actually happened is they brought out this update, and it was meant to be persistent, which is what we're all waiting for, so that if you lose stuff, your ship blows up or whatever, your stuff is still persistent in the universe, because otherwise you lose everything. You could have a full cargo of £500,000, and you just lose your money instantly because of a crash. But the persistence takes that away because it remembers it. Now, what actually happened is they brought it out and it broke the game. So everybody was told, look, it's already 3 months late. Everyone was told, look, hold off. We're going to be a 0.1 version out. Then that didn't work. So then they was like, look, we're going to bring a 0.1 and a 0.2 version out at the same time to fix all the problems. So we're like, how long is that going to take? So they're like, another couple of weeks. Now... it's like, we're going to do a few wipes in a row. It will come out eventually in a few weeks as persistence. But for the time being, what that's done is left everybody in a situation where literally you can't play the game because you've got no reason to do anything. Night, baby. Sorry. Love you. Sorry, my daughter just came up and gave me a kiss. She's going to bed. But it's left everybody in this between this rock and hard place where if you play the game, you're getting nothing from it. If you play the game, you're playing it just for the gameplay and you're basically wasting your time and effort until persistence comes out. Because basically, it's like if I said to you, say, Trev, you're going to play on a Rust server, you're going to build up your whole house, you're going to go and get all your resources and you're going to get into a good position for a fight. And then they go, actually, delete, start again. And then you go, oh,
that's what happens every month, mate. That's normal.
Yeah, but you know the time scale's in it. But if they'd done that after three days, you'd be pissed.
Yeah, and if
you're doing, oh, don't worry, I can live with that, and you build it up again, and then 3 days later they do it again, you'd be like, I can't be bothered with this. And the thing is, the whole game is really hard to make money, so doing this stuff is somewhat grindy and tedious, and you don't want to keep doing it over and over again if you're not getting nothing out of it. So everybody that plays Star Citizen with us, we'll put it on hold. It's probably going to be about 2 weeks. When the persistence comes in, we will be getting back on it and playing it. Sad news is they've wiped everything already, so all that money's gone. All of our reclaimers are gone. But to be fair, we've got a new way of playing the game. We're going to be getting small ships, which everyone...
Sorry.
Yeah, everyone. So we're going to be getting small ships, and we're going to go and do pirating for people who are doing trading, and that's how we're going to make our money. We're going to go around like a swarm of bees, wasps, or hornets. Elk Holiday says, I'm going to stick with Elite until Star Citizen, at least in beta. No good, man. No good.
That'll never be in beta, mate. Just go on and enjoy it.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's that. Right, let's move on. Gray, I believe you're going to be talking about a game that I looked at, but I can't remember what it is, so I'm going to look at it again.
How do you even pronounce the bloody thing?
Zion, isn't it?
It's Ixion, I think. It could be Ixion, but I think it's Ixion.
Ixion, yeah, maybe.
This game is right up Nick's alley, but
I was wondering what he's going to say then. I was like, it's not up there.
I took a look at the game because I wanted to see what it was about, and it looked pretty interesting, and I decided I would go ahead and try it. And, man, do I have some fun with this game, and it's very highly addictive.
Is it on the Game Pass?
No, it's not. I got it off Steam. Yeah. It's a city-building survival simulation, so I guess you can call it that. What basically it is that you're in a space station, and apparently that Earth is, you know, not as habitable as it used to be, but it's still there. And then there was an accident that happened when the station engaged its drive and basically caused the rest of the Earth to be destroyed, basically. And now you're the last of the human race, and you need to go find a planet that you can populate. Problem, though, or the thing I really like about this, is that the station was damaged when this happened, so you have to start repairing this. So basically you're having to build all kinds of things.
Yeah.
You have to build storage for your metals and things that you have to research. You have to do research tree to be able to get through things. You have to worry about the population. You have to build places for them to live. If they don't live, they die. Or they'll go on strike if you don't have enough workers. And there's many, many, many things to keep track of. The other thing is that as you play the game, you have to move your station every once in a while. Now, when you move the station, it actually degrades the hull. And so you have to continue to keep working on the hull, because if it goes to below a certain point, game over, and the station gets destroyed. So you have all these different factors that you have to keep track of.
Yeah.
Each time you go through this, it has a different sector. So you're in sector one, and you're doing all this keeping up and trying to make, you know, food, like building insect farms, researching the insect farms to produce more food. Meanwhile, keeping track of your people. Accidents happen. People die.
Yeah, so it's major micromanagement, isn't it? But yeah. What looks good about this?
I really liked it.
From first looks, I actually have seen this. Somebody sent this in to me, and I was looking at getting it, and there was one thing that stopped me getting it, which you can probably see straight away.
No collectibles for you?
Nope.
No loot?
Nope. Anyone?
No stars? No starships? No Star Citizen?
Oh, I can't believe none of you have found out the reason why I wouldn't get this yet. So obvious.
Genesica? I don't know.
I can't think. I think you would love it.
See, the game... All right, so the game looks really, really good. The graphics look really, really good. It looks like really nice graphics. It looks like a SimCity building sort of thing, but in space. And what's so good about it is that you are exploring your city. So it's like building SimCity on a rock and then exploring around space and finding more stuff, going to different planets and solar systems and stuff like that. The only one reason why I probably wouldn't try this is because it's £30. Which is a lot for a game like this nowadays, I feel.
Is it early access?
I don't know. I would have said that if the game wasn't a lot of fun.
It's out now. It's out, but I'm just tired. I'm getting tighter by the years.
No, I'm not. I get it. I don't. If that's the case, I understand that. But what I'm saying is, I do think it's worth the money for what you're getting.
Yeah.
Now, if it was more than $30, no, I would say I would have to think twice.
It's £30, so it's more than $30.
Is on Xbox as well.
So you just ate your words.
I, to be honest with you, I don't know. I don't think so, but I'm not positive. I wasn't sure how much I was going to like it. I like those kind of games, but I wasn't sure if I would like it. But once I got into it, man, I put Hogwarts aside, and that's a lot. For
Comic
me,
says
really like
£30. Low. That's a half price, full price game.
Even less, mate. £70 for.
You know why games are £70? Because you lot keep paying £70 for them. Stop paying £70 for these games and they won't put them out for £70.
I go to Turkey.
To be honest, though, we're not here to really, unless it was a ridiculous price, we're not really here to discuss the price. It's a basically...
Of course we are!
The game is a blast.
We're a gaming podcast. Why would we not talk about the price assign?
He's right.
You do, but you don't want to dwell on that. You make it sound, why bother?
That's the whole point of us here. People want to come on and know about the game, and then they're like, well, how much does it cost? And you go, 30 quid. And they go, you just wasted 20 minutes.
Right, they'd be like, bucks. That's a good game, but you've just mugged us off, mate. Next.
See, this is like, blatantly true.
I might as well not talk about the game anymore. Too much.
Look, we've offended Gray. Look, he's got the ump and he's sulking.
I'm just trying to explain.
Really, what he's sulking about is because he paid 30 quid for the game and now we've mugged him off as well.
I would definitely. Yeah, I think it's a game you would really like. I really did enjoy it. And the other thing that's really tough about this game is you have different sectors. I think there's six of them. But every time you move into a new sector, it gets harder. Because when you move into a new sector, now you got to start building and doing a bunch of different things to keep your people surviving, or they get pissed off real fast.
Irish Guardian said, what were the reviews like? So on Steam, it's mostly positive. You've got 436 reviews on there. And obviously, there's 4,800 views on there, but mostly positive.
A little more.
They all seem to be pretty good, and a lot of the bad ones are just about bugs, but a lot of the new ones are saying about how polished it is. The thing with Steam and with the reviews is if they're slightly older, what happens is you've then got the old reviews mixed in with the new reviews and they're still there, mm-hmm. when the game could have been very well updated. For me, what I like about the game is it looks like, you know how you see SimCity, the original, and you'd get like the industrial area, you get the commercial area, and you'd have the housing area. And you'd have three different things. In this, it looks like there's so many different types of buildings and stuff. You can't tell. Yeah, you can't tell that there's a grouping of that and a grouping of that. It just looks like there's so many different things, which looks pretty cool, to be fair. It looks like there's a lot of... different types of stuff in this game.
There's one thing I would, if anybody decides to get into the game, that warn you up front right away. There's a lot of building management going around in terms of where you place everything. And I wasn't paying as close attention at the beginning of that, and I ended up getting caught that I had to do some real fast catch up because I had to build a new building for individuals to live in. They were homeless, and my trust rating was going down rapidly. So you can't just build a building. If you have no room, you've got to demolish a building, put them into another building.
Do you demolish the government building?
And then you got to put in a building that has more capacity, and then transfer them back over to that building. And you got to do it all in a certain amount of time.
So what you're saying is it's got to get worse before it gets better. You knock down their houses, make more homeless people, and then give them a bigger, nicer building.
Pretty much.
Why are we making more homeless people?
Yeah, Josie weren't listening. Wake up, Ross, wake up.
When they don't have anything to stay, you've created homeless people. And then all of a sudden your trust rating starts to drop.
Homeless people in space as well. Who would have thought? The future, man. Wow.
Wait, would they be homeless? Or because space is relative, everywhere would be the home.
Well, that's okay, just Russ, too deep for me, mate. That's too deep for me.
That's just, yeah.
I'm out.
I just put this down to Ross not listening. He's just been away with the fairies for the last 20 minutes and doesn't know what we're talking about. Heard a couple of keywords.
I know what he was doing.
He was on his keyword thing, weren't he? And he's put the keywords out and it said relativity.
No, I know you're talking about the space game. And
what's it called?
I'm a bit annoyed.
I got annoyed a long time ago. Where have you been?
Yeah, I've been like half asleep in my brain. I'm feeling like I'm dying here. Ross, I was really
Ross
energetic.
Is,
like
Ross
10 minutes
is not feeling very well. We'll let
Ross is having ill times after post I-70. So
you know. Something to do with Christmas.
Gotta
trees.
Give him a break.
Like yeah, overall though, getting awesome. Back to the game, I really like the idea of the graphics of how much is in it. It looks very in depth. But it actually does give me a real feeling of being out on a space station. Do you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of playing a strategy game of The Expanse.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Kind of like that.
It does.
The other very cool thing is while you're building all this micromanaging, right, you have to constantly send out probes to all different parts of the system that you're in because you've got to mine iron, you've got to mine ice for water. You've got to mine other materials as it goes along. So you're sending probes out all over to find these things. Then after the probes go out, what do you got to do? You got to send your science ship out there so they can check out what's going on. After the science checks it and see what's out there, then you got to send in your mining ships, and then you got to send your collectors in.
That sounds fun.
Like what they're mining.
It does sound fun. It sounds like the kind of strategy game I'd play. It's just the price, man. Why didn't someone buy it for me?
They might go on sale. I mean, I see sales all the time.
You're not shy.
You know.
What's the shout out?
Buy for me as well, please.
Yeah, just buy for all of us, man. Come on, don't be like that.
No problem. Tomorrow I'll buy 4 copies. No problem.
Yeah.
Great game though. If you like that kind of stuff,
I'll
like
buy it. If it goes, wait, madam, where are you going with this? Wherever I goddamn like.
Wait, I can play that right now if you want me to.
Go on, do it, do it.
You turned love it off, didn't you?
No, no, I don't know. See, try it. But everyone's going to start playing crap then.
All right, here we go. Let's see if it plays.
Do it.
Wait for it. Expenses, the suspense is coming.
We would have played by now.
It's a letdown, Gray. You let us all down. What someone should have done is just
turned it off.
Play that one instead.
Right, let's move on. Let's move on. Yeah. How do you pronounce it?
I think it's Ixion, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. All right, but surely, being an American, wouldn't you be like Ixion?
No,
obviously.
Ixion to me. They say the only other way it would be now. It's possible the X could be a Z sound, like in xylophone. So it could be Ixion.
Ixion.
Instead of Ixion.
It probably is Ixion. Yeah. It probably is Ixion.
I'm sure it is Ixion. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Man, it's not the greatest of marketing tactics. Well, maybe it is because we're talking about it.
It did come out in December, so watch for a sale. It was probably right for a sale eventually.
Yeah. Right. Let's move on. The next thing we've got is a question from Jammer, which I need to duck out now because I don't know anything about this question because I'm a busy man, but I'm sure these two do. Opinions on the new AMD Ryzen, or maybe actually Trev won't either. 7800X 3D based off of reviews.
I've got a bloody AMD laptop, remember?
What, has it got that in it?
And I got an AMD chip, was the chip that was best for gaming before this new one came out. You know, my chip's 2 years old now.
How does it feel to be second best, Gray?
You know, things happen, can I tell you?
I feel like Gray's new computer is ancient.
I know. Wow. So I looked at the other day, I was sitting there going like, well, how old is my new computer now? I'm going like, whoa, it's 2 years old. I'm like,
mine's older, man. I've got an older chip than you, Gray. I've got the i9-9900K, but I don't need more. It's got 8 cores at 5.2.
If anyone wants to buy a 9900K and an extreme motherboard, let me know.
Look, with the exception of a GPU, my last computer I had for 4 years. And the only thing I changed on it was...
Gray, why didn't you buy my 9900? And it's better than yours then.
That's okay. I'm good. I'm not spending any more money for another 2 years, except maybe GPU.
Yeah, I don't think Gray's ever going to buy another gaming PC. I think he's just going to wait for NVIDIA to get their latency so low.
Oh, PlayStation. About his PlayStation
model. Yeah.
I get that too.
About PlayStation.
I'll have to make a t-shirt that says Extreme PC UK on it, and then it's got a line through it, and then it says PlayStation underneath.
Extreme.
Should I do
Extreme
it?
PC. Extreme PC UK/console.
Can I do that though with copyright for putting PlayStation on there, or do I have to do it in different font?
Put Station Play or like Plus Station or something.
Plus Station. Yeah,
you don't have to do anything because everybody knows that most of these consoles are actually just small. You can get away with it that way.
Yeah, why would they complain? I'm promoting them over my business.
Yeah. See.
Yeah.
I might do it.
Well, anyway, the rumors out there is this chip is excellent for gaming, but not so much anything else. So if you're building a gaming rig, you might want to consider this chip. If you're doing it for other reasons, maybe not.
I feel like I haven't really heard much about AMD recently.
They're always in the news. I mean,
dropped off a bit for me as well.
I did a little bit of research on this, and it did intrigue me. Linus Tech Tips does a good video on this, by the way, that says it's great, not so great. Basically, is to sum it up, is this now their third iteration of the 3D cache? And for those that don't know, normally the cache is just beside the chip, but in this case they're actually going up the way and actually building it up.
Are you talking about stacking it?
Yes, stacking the cache, baby.
This was spoke about a long time ago.
Because
the problem is, when you've got it, it has to be close to the chip. And obviously, you can't keep it close to the chip if they're all getting spread out. And then they was talking about...
That's why they stack
it. In the future, we're going to stack it. But I haven't really been into it. I've gone back to gaming, innit?
It's more efficient. It's supposed to be more efficient. Yeah. Power-wise, it's cheaper than the 13900.
Well, because it's directly connected to the one below, you've got no journey time between. Obviously, if you look at a PCB, you've got all the little gold places to go, haven't you? What are they called? Yeah. I can't think of the word. But if they're stacked, they're instant, which is good.
One of the things that, not to interrupt, but one of the things that I read that it was kind of impressive, it said that, I guess this is based on pre-sales, but they're saying that the 7800X 3D is selling three times more than Intel's entire 13-gen lineup.
Yeah, that's the better budget one, mate. Yeah, there's one up from that. There's a 7850 X3D as well. But then the gains are so marginal, there's no really point paying the money for that. Yeah. You would pay money for that. But look at the pictures of the chip. It looks different, completely different. What's it AMD used to have before? AMD used to have the pins on the board or the pins in the chip, but they've done the opposite pins on now the chip. Of what it was before. That's it, mate, yeah. And it looks fascinating, this chip. It looks like...
They had a major flaw though, that if you're trying to take the cooler off the board, what actually happened is you'd pull the chip out of the board and the processor would be stuck to the bottom of the heatsink of the cooler. I've done it many a times, and you can try not to. You should see people's faces when they do it, because they like pull it off the cooler and then they're like, where's the chip gone? They look underneath, it's just sticking out of it. And a lot of the time the pins get bent on it.
You're right about the chip, though. It looks kind of like a chip out of the cotton candy store. It's got all these like retro pink colors and stuff going on or whatever.
I haven't seen this.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting looking.
I would say to follow up to his point that if you watch the Linus Tech Tips video, it sums up perfectly. They recommend, as good as this chip is, go and actually buy the non-3D versions. Just buy the X versus the Jammer that said that, actually. Sorry. Buy the X versus because it actually works out better. It's not as great as you think. Go watch that video, mate. It just sums it up perfectly. Cheaper as well. So.
Cool. Right.
There we have it.
Right. Sorry if I keep coughing down the mic, everybody. I can't mute myself because none of my buttons work. Because
Nick, you used to know all about the hardware, and you're like, no, I'm out now. Don't build computers.
I still would if I need to, like... If I was buying a new graphics card, I'd look into it. If I was building a computer for someone, I'd look into it. But other than that, what real reason have I got to, like, when you get to the point where you've been building these computers for these companies and that, and it gets really, really intense with timescales and having them built by the morning and working through the night and all that, it's all good fun. When you've got a computer in front of you and it's like, oh, it's a blank canvas and I can buy whatever I want and I can rebuild this, it's all good fun. But I've got to the point now where, yeah, I've got nice water-cooled PCs and stuff, but I would prefer to go back to an air-cooled PC for easiness, changing cards and stuff like that.
You don't mean that. Take that back.
I do.
All the one-killer systems rather than the piping and whatnot.
No, so all in one, yeah. So an AIO water cooler. Yeah. Because it's just easier. It does the same job. And obviously you don't have to keep... When it comes to changing my graphics card, it's just a pain. So I am interested. I'll always have a high-powered PC, but... without reason, like if a company came to me and said I want you to build another computer, I'd build another flashy computer, and that'd be fair enough. But other than that, like outside of that, I've got a lot to do, and I'm trying to make the community better and make it bigger and get people more involved in the community stuff we're doing. So that's where my heart is at the moment, you know.
Okay, we'll answer questions like that.
Excrement Sam says water cooling is great, but it's pointless when you can't build a decent PC. What are you trying to say, mate? You trying to say I can't build a decent PC? I think you got the... Considering you put me on the Alienware stand that you was running because my PCs were so good. Well, you didn't put me on the Alien stand. You put me on the Acer stand, I believe. So, don't listen to him, people. He knows me very well. He's actually very well knee-deep into the gaming industry himself. He's worked at a lot of nice places. And he was actually the person that took me to Intel's i9-9900K release that I took the computer Bishop to Impossible in Manchester. And we all had a really nice night, which was really good. He didn't have a nice night. I did. He had a very stressful night.
Do tell us, mate. Do tell us.
It's going to be interesting in the next couple of weeks, getting you back in, well, the next couple of months coming up to get you back into the PC building game and also doing some more and more content with the YouTube side of things.
Yep. You wouldn't have to, mate.
So Ross has already got it planned out that you're going to be building a PC whether you want to or not.
he is now your manager.
Yeah, okay. Well, what we're doing over the next couple of weeks is Ross actually wants to buy my computer. I'm giving it to him for a very good price.
Yeah, it's a very, very good price, like a ridiculously good price.
Yeah, so...
Oh, free. Okay, cool.
Well, the thing is, it's...
It's a trade deal, barter, right?
It's mate's rate.
That's good.
But the thing is, what I'm not just going to give him the PC. What I'm going to do is I'm going to strip it out. Take all the fluid out of it. Maybe rebuild
chip,
a few
GPU.
Bits. Going to keep all that in there because it's a pretty good PC. It's got a 12900K in it. It's got the 3080 Ti in there. It's got some really fast RAM, 32 gigs. So it's a pretty good little PC, to be fair. And from Ross's PC, if you actually see it, it's it's. I don't know how to describe it. Yeah. An empty
box. Why plays his Xbox so much? That's why, because his Xbox is way more powerful.
Yeah, but what we're going to do is I'm going to let him colour scheme it, and I'm going to rebuild it for him. We're going to try and do it in some 19mm pipes, so it looks really good and really thick.
Oh, yes, all the thickness. I need that, because currently my PC's graphic card is glued in.
How many C's?
3 C's, at least.
Oof.
Yeah, so someone glued his graphics card in.
Please tell us that one again.
Well, it's a very well-established computer company that's glued it in. I would never have done that. I think it was a bit of a cop-out to try not to give him another board because it would cost them money. So they were like, oh, if you've done this, we can stick it in, or you can pay 350 quid more. Really, from a computer company, they should have changed it when they broke it. But yeah, he's now sitting there with... What graphics card is it? 1070? 1080 Ti glued to his motherboard. Terrible, terrible.
Wow.
You know, it's not proper glue. I've seen a few companies do it. What a lot of companies would do is put this hot glue on it, because you obviously can peel hot glue off without damaging anything. And what they do for warranty is they glue all the stuff together so that they can see if you've tampered with it, which is very, very naughty. I wouldn't do it. It's very unprofessional. And it doesn't make you look very good as a builder, does it, when you're gluing shit in?
Yeah. Like voiding the warranty or something.
I think they voided the warranty the minute they glued the graphics card to the thingy.
Exactly.
But right, let's move on with the Jammer. I hope you enjoyed that question, mate. Thanks for sending it in. Sorry I didn't know a lot about it. I'm not a computer guy anymore. I'm merely
a game player like you all.
Okay. No more nails is better.
I mean, no more nails. That ain't never coming out of there. Get the Gorilla Glue on there.
Hammer it in there.
Yeah. Super glue. Just squirt the whole damn bottle in there.
Wow, wood glue.
Yeah, wood glue on nails. Get some nails in there. It'd be very conductive, though.
Right, let's move on. I believe next up is Trev with some game news.
Kind of game news. This fascinated me. I want your guys' opinion on this. The Super Mario Bros. Theme tune is the first game you...
Is that the one that goes... Boom, boom, boom. No.
Oh, let me hang in, man.
No, it doesn't go like that.
Don't do that.
He goes... Boom, 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 Why are you ruining my song for, man? God damn you. What is Ross doing? Ross is just making noise and hitting his head on the desk.
No,
when you call a doctor, I think he's having a seizure or something, man.
Sam just put in content.
Right, so it's the first game user selected for person.
Wait. That's the first short going on YouTube.
Let's go.
You're welcome.
Someone clip that or mark it or something, because I ain't got no buttons because my stream deck's dead.
I've already got 3 clips, including that.
Oh, look, he's quick fire round.
Why do you think
I turn my head all the time like this? You see me turn my head, I'm clipping.
Oh, that is quite good. That's quite good. I love that. A bunch of PC experts singing Nintendo songs. Yes. Emulation, anyway, man. Emulation, bringing it all back.
It's going to be preserved in the Library of Congress in the States. I didn't know this was a thing, Gray. Yeah. Hopefully you do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they, it's like the seed bank in Norway for, not get your minds out the gutter, for plant seeds and whatnot, they preserve them. This is the same for music. They select 25 pieces or so of music every year to put into the Library of Congress.
There's so much stuff in the Library of Congress, you have no clue. I mean, everything.
Can someone explain to me what this is?
I just said.
It's like a huge repository.
Yeah.
Yeah, the problem we've got here is you're both speaking at exactly the same time, and we're all trying to like focus on two voices at once. I can't listen to one person, let alone two, and then it's impossible.
Put your ears up.
What? What do you say?
Right. Okay. So there is a thing in Norway called the seed bank for like plants and flowers and whatnot, and they store all them there at like super cold temperatures in case the shit hits the fan tomorrow and the planet's wiped out.
And they need them.
You can start again with these seeds. So this is the same idea.
So what is Mario Brothers song going to bring back?
This is the same. Like, Nostalgia is one of the best video games of all time, mate. This is the same seed bank, but for music. All music, mate.
That doesn't make sense to me, because a seed bank's got a point. It's got seeds to grow new life into the trees to give us fruit and veg.
Music.
What
music
are we getting from Super Bloody Mario Brothers in a song?
In case we're wiped out again and we want to hear all the music.
Why don't they save the game?
Because we've just been wiped out, you numpty.
Yeah, but what's the point of saving the song for the game?
Because it's very iconic.
Well, surely, all right, we've all been wiped out, yeah? We're a million years down the road. Oh, yeah, I've just found this little vault and it's full of sounds. I wonder what this one is. Oh, it says music. Nintendo Mario Brothers. Do-dim-dim-dim-dim-dim. Boom. Oh, yeah, that's funny. They don't know it's a game.
No, what you don't understand is the one that we just sang, that's going in the Library of Congress, not the rest of us.
No, but what I'm saying is, why would they put the song in there, but not put the Nintendo console and game in this vault?
I'm pretty sure that some of that has already been put in there. You know, or other
Gray's just going for the easy way out here, and he just to shut me up.
No, I mean, the Library of Congress is probably one of the largest repositories in the world. Of all kinds of things.
Do you think they've got any porn in there?
Who knows, man? They probably do.
Hugh Hefner's in there stuffed.
There is 4 million items in that repository.
In one particular position.
Like this.
There's millions of things in there already, so...
Right, we need to move on. I'm sorry.
We certainly do.
I'm sorry, Trev. I don't get it.
It's because you're not musically cultured, that's why, mate.
Oh, yeah, I listen to all types of music. You wouldn't believe. Getting in my car, I take you on an experience ride. Celtic, Irish dancing going on. Next minute, you've got drum and bass. Then you've got a bit of opera. Then there's a bit of everything in there.
Nick, read Vex's comment. That's just...
By the time it gets taken out of the vault, Star Citizen might have its full release 6 months later.
That's good, mate. That's good. You know how to wind them up. I like you. You're a good guy.
Yeah, but he just keeps having a go at Star Citizen because he wants to play the game desperately. He bought the game, played it, loved it. The game broke, so he got his money back. And then straight after he got his money back, he got so sad that he got his money back that he was like, I think I'm just going to try it again. I'm going to buy it again. Then he was trying to get me to like convince him to buy it. And then he's convincing himself to buy it again. But he knows full well when he buys it, it's not going to work again. He's going to get his money back again. And he's going to do the same thing. He's just going around circles.
You're just a Star Citizen friend. I'll just call you Star Citizen friend. He just wanted to get
involved. He went mute as that happened. Right, let's move on. Not buying it until the wipes stop. They will never stop. Right. So that was your news. Right, we've got another question from Cal next up. We always love Cal's questions. Read it out. Here we go. Do you remember Dust 514? It didn't really take off at the time, and infrastructure wasn't really up to the job. Do you think something like that would be good today, connected to something like Star Citizen or Elite Dangerous? Right, now the first problem we've got is, does anyone know what Dust 514 is?
Is it a special powder that you put up your nose?
It's a... you dirty boy. Dust 514 is a free-to-play first-person shooter developed by CCP Games for PlayStation 3. I don't know what it is.
Who cares about 3?
What PlayStation are we on now?
Five.
Are we? Yeah. Are we really on a PlayStation 5? Where have I been?
Five left four in the dust, let alone three.
I never played this. But...
Cal's never going to send us another question again.
He was. He, of course he will, because he loves his moment in the limelight. He loves it.
Yeah, so, but... All right, so let's answer the... All right, I'm going to rephrase this. Sorry, Cal. It's going to be blunt and brutal, and we're going to do it proper. Are you ready? I'm going to do this. So we got a question from Cal. He says, do you remember Dust 514? No.
No.
Next.
He did put the question mark right there, so sorry, dude.
Well, go on, Ross, then, if you remember it. What's it about, then, smart arse? Come on, let's have it.
I didn't say I remember it all. All I was laughing at is the little Britain joke that was made in the comments there. Anyone? Dust? Anyone?
forgot that. Dust.
Anyway, is it Dust in Dune?
Right,
so going, dust everywhere.
Hold on, you lot are rapidly going downhill here. Let's bring it back. Right, I've been playing a game, and this is going to bring back memories, nostalgic memories, which have only just rippled into my world. I hope some of you know this. Has anyone ever played My Singing Monsters?
What the?
No. Yes.
No. Gray? I'm calling the police. I'm calling the police, man. You need locked up or some shit, man.
What about you, Gray?
I don't know what it is.
Okay, so I was walking around my house as I do, sneaking about so no one can see me, creeping, crawling around.
Probably
and
again.
I went into my kid's room, and there was the funkiest tune that just climbed into my ears and hit my brain, and it was like little voices: boom, ch, boom, 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 ch, boom, 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 ch, boom, 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 ah, ooh, ooh, ah, ooh, 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 and there's all these little sounds. No lie, yeah, no lie. And then this other little dude, like a little thing with big hands, just flapping his hands like this, and then it just goes, ay, 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 like that. And it's like all these little monsters just singing these different bits of songs. And I was like, well intrigued. I was like, Jesse, what are you playing? He's like, My Singing Monsters. And I was like, it just looks well funny. The whole game is like, it's a bit of a mobile game. It's on PC and on mobile. They're not playing it on mobile. It's free to play. And... you basically collect monsters that make different sounds, and they make music as you unlock levels. So you get worlds. There's loads of worlds, and it'll be like, it's not a game that you really play. It's more of a like mobile game where you collect things and you put them in position. But every monster you unlock, it does a little other noise. So one will be like doing a drum with its hand, and the other one will just be going bap bap, and then that's it. It just goes bap bap, and then but they all make out into this like well funny little song. And then one comes in, it just starts singing. It's got the voice. Now, my son's played all the way through this, and I was so intrigued by it, I started playing it. I haven't played it for long, but I'm telling you, you should try and play it, because it was actually a massive, massive game. 12 years. 12 years. It's free.
Okay.
But it's 12 years old. So I'm, like, playing with Leo on, like, Call of Duty, because he started playing, like, ranked. And he's talking to Jammer, and I'm like, Jammer, have you seen My Singing Monsters? He's like, yeah, I love that game, 12 years ago. And then I spoke to someone else, and they're like, yeah, I love that game, 12 years ago. And everybody's like, oh my God, this game's so old, how come it's only hit you now? But I'm not lying to you, yeah. It's not much of an actual game to play. It's more of like a clicker, wait for your time to hatch eggs, then mix up like different monsters, they make different sounds. But I will say, just try it, because the first level that you get, when you get to, like, I don't know, a couple of hours in, they're all these little monsters are all singing these songs, and the song is so catchy. Like, it just repeats the whole time that you're playing the game, but you never get bored. You never get bored of this song. It's like, it's really funny. But I'm not going to go too much into it, because I haven't played that much, but it was just a well funny thing. Like, if you've got kids out there and you want something to do with them, get this game on your iPad or whatever, because they will really get stuck into it, because it's all about collecting. And then you get like epics, and you get like rarities and stuff, and you can unlock more and more. It has got a lot of paid features, because obviously it's like a mobile game. You can play it for free for a long period of time, but then it hit a wall, and it will be like trying to get more stuff off of you, more money out of you. But just check it out, man. Someone just check it out. My Singing Monsters. Shall I see if I can get one up on YouTube while you lot are talking about the next subject, just to play you the little funny tune?
I'm really looking forward to it.
You almost sounded convincing.
Well, let's get to the next thing, and I'm going to find
it. Is it more than 16 bit? Because Grail.
I liked when you were singing it. I thought that was great.
No, but you need to hear it yourself. Right. I'm going to find it. I'm going to read the next question out, and then I'm going to find it, and hopefully I'll have a little song of it by the end. Okay. But the next question is from GR502. It's a good question. E3 is no more. It got finished, didn't it? Miss it? Have you been there? Do you have any E3 related memories?
What?
Summerfest. Game Summerfest is still going to be there, though. That's the replacement.
Why is Ross looking so sure?
E3's over. It's dead.
Yeah, it was announced. It was announced before Insomnia.
Yep.
They haven't canceled got
the main reason they canceled was because every major games manufacturer all are not showing up.
Yep. Yeah. And that's exactly like Ross. We spoke about this because we were speaking about Insomnia not having all the vendors there, and not having like Asus there, not having Overclockers there, not having Corsair there.
But I thought that was about Insomnia.
No, this is what's happening across the board with gaming conventions. Yeah. The people aren't turning up. They're not putting the money into the stands, and they're not putting the money into stuff. And that is why you're seeing what you're seeing. It will come back.
A little bit on this to answer his question. And some of it, not everything, is being blamed on the fact that a lot of the companies that aren't showing up with their games is because they don't have any new games. Right now, there's been a glut of no new games until eventually they catch up and a bunch of stuff will be coming out. Now, I think that's partial, and it's a partial excuse because there's enough stuff in the works that they probably could have showed up and done something. But again, like Nick was saying, the times have changed, and they're not seeing enough benefit out of going to a show like E3. So first it started with just one or two of the main ones not showing up, like Microsoft or whatever. And then all of a sudden, that was it. It was like the floodgates. One after the other, all said we're not showing up. So E3 is going like, well, that's the main thing of our show is these guys. So bye-bye. Yeah. And they canceled the show.
But I remember when I would go to a show and I'd video it for the community when I'm there. And we'd be like, right, we're heading over to the Corsair stand. And there would be 20 computers that are custom built on there. Right, we're going to the Acer stand. There'd be like 20 computers on there. And there would be all these different computer companies. Like Sam, he's first person to talk to because he used to run these stands. He worked for a company that actually ran the stands for the companies, and he was in charge of all the stands. You had like Alienware, you had HP. I haven't seen HP have a stand for years. I haven't seen Alienware on a stand for years. And it's because they're going back to basics. What's the point in putting all this money into a stand if they can just... You know, if it's not giving them benefit in sales and reputation, you know, it's just not perfect. It's not no point in doing it, you know. I think what's going to happen is these gaming industry events are going to get smaller and smaller until it does a U-turn. For example, say pubs in England. Every single pub, everywhere you go, the pubs are boarded up, aren't they? Since the smoking ban came in, pubs started closing one by one. And now you rarely see a pub, like a proper pub on the corner.
And the price of a pint.
Yeah. And the price of a pint's gone up, yeah. So, but what will happen is, this is how it sort of goes. It sort of goes backwards. So all the pubs close, till there's hardly any left. Then some bloke comes out, or some person comes out and goes, oh, I'll tell you what, I'm going to bring out an old-fashioned pub. And I'm going to make the beer well expensive. It's going to be a one-off and no one's done it. And then it will come back. Then there'll be more of them, and that's when it will come back to being... Do you know what I mean? And that's what's going to happen with the industry. It needs to drop right off before these companies think, actually, we're not known anymore. We need to come back. You know, we was literally just saying, AMD, we haven't heard anything about them. And the reason why you haven't heard anything about them, because they've had no stands anywhere. They've had no advertisements anywhere, and you haven't seen them about. So over the last 2 years, you just stopped thinking about them. And all of a sudden you think, oh, it's like, I'll give you a prime example. EVGA.
Making
graphics cards, don't they?
Yeah, they made good graphics cards. Another one.
Some of the best.
NVIDIA, now they don't do it anymore.
Do you remember XSPC? Water cooling equipment?
Yeah.
It used to be really top of the line water cooling equipment. Don't see them anymore. And a lot of them are just going back like this. And until it does a U-turn and starts growing again, this is just what we're going to see. It's going to be no things to go to.
Nick, look at that and the competition. I've said briefly at the start. Like that game Summerfest that Jeff Keighley boy does where you had your man from God of War, what was his name, Christopher Judge, with the 9-minute acceptance speech. That's the longest in any award speech history ever.
But it was
all competition. Yeah, it was hilarious. It was brilliant. That's all competition now. So it's kind of hard. E3 is just a thing of the past. I've never been to it. Always wanted to. That would have been the pinnacle of any gaming person's, any gaming fan's to-do list. Go to one of those events. That's where the dog went, and he got banned, didn't he, Dr. Disrespect, for filming in the toilets.
Yeah. But he is funny, though, man.
He could have filmed in any toilet, and it would have been good. I mean, why did he have to do that one?
Maybe he shouldn't be filming in toilets, full stop.
That's yeah. Yeah. It's against TOS on all sites.
Trust me, he don't want to come filming into the toilet that I'm in. He'd get the quickest windmill he'll ever see.
You'd be like, you want to see this? Whack in the face. There you go.
Right? Windmill with what, though, Nick? Your face or something else?
I wonder. Both. Anyway, moving on.
We went right into the toilets, literally.
Yeah, straight into the gutter. Right, that's what I believe about the whole situation. Anyway, right, let's move on. Gray, I believe you've got some game news, and I believe that these notes are so long I haven't even read them.
It's not even out yet either. That's the best of it. It's not bloody out, and he's talking for an hour here.
It's just, no, I just put that down for my own reasons. You don't
oh, my God, I've noticed it. It's keyword in London. Okay. It's lined under Horizon Forbidden West.
I can't wait. Horizon Forbidden West, I've already had a blast playing the game. I put probably like 150 hours plus.
We don't need to explain to us. Everybody on the podcast knows this off by heart.
I know. But Burning Shores, the DLC, comes out the 19th, only 6 more days. I already.
I swear you spoke about that as well.
Can I finish, please?
Trev, has he spoke about Burning Shores before?
Maybe as much as you talked about, just as much as Star Citizen potentially up there.
The only thing I wanted to point out that I thought was great because I saw the footage on it is there's two new things they're bringing out in the game, and one of it is called...
Is one a volumetric cloud system?
Yeah, so you had to read it, right?
Sorry, I won't do any more.
The whole time, I know. I don't care. In any case, a biometric cloud system. All that means is near the end of Horizon Forbidden West, you finally were able to tame a flying machine, and which they hadn't done before. And it was a blast flying it around, but it was near the end of the game. So even though it was fun, you really couldn't get into it too much. So now in this game, they said that they really paid a lot of attention to developing the clouds to make it look like when you're flying through them, it looks like you're in a plane flying through them. It looks all real. So then they said that the same mechanical
You might see comic in Flight Simulator.
That's right, flying in Flight Simulator. I'm going to eat this plane. So this same creature not only can fly through the clouds, but now it can dive underwater like you see some of the birds today that dive underwater and catch fish. This thing will actually go under the water, but it'll actually operate underwater as well. And I'm sitting there going like, nah, that sounds kind of cool. So I looked at the game footage and was like, damn, that looks good. This thing looked great in the clouds. When it hit the water, it looked so good. And then I'm sitting there going like, yeah, okay, I'm down for this. So I put the bunny down, and I can't wait to play it. But
How big's the DLC, roughly? They said how many hours, or to give 20, you an idea?
From what I heard, it's going to be fairly lengthy because the DLC they did even previous games were pretty good, pretty long.
Okay.
So it's only $20, pretty reasonable price for the amount we're going to get. There'll be some new weapons.
Turkey.
New weapons, new creatures, new part of the map that you've never seen before. Also, it'll be, I think I mentioned before, it's Lance Reddick's last gun before his death.
I do like it when they bring out a DLC and then it comes with its own new map and that to explore. I used to love that with Fallout, man, where you'd be like, just walk up to this cave and it's like a little crack in the cave and you're like, you go there, it gives you a loading screen and it's like, oh, you got a whole new map again and you start all over again. I used to love that, man.
They put just as much time and effort, if not more, in the DLCs for these games. That makes it worth it. It really does. The last DLC they did for New Dawn, when it was that, was just fabulous. It lasted forever.
Just quickly, what is the game for you three that is the game that you really are waiting to be released because you're so excited, you take a day off work for it?
Yeah, I'll go first.
Go on.
I haven't even properly... This is a spoiler for the game I'll talk about next week because I've only touched it. I need to finish it well and truly before I play the new one. And I never thought I'd say this. So far, it's Zelda Tears of the Kingdom.
Really?
And I've pre-ordered it. And I am playing Breath of the Wild at work at the moment.
I love when you do that.
I've got a little stand
every time. I do this. I'm playing this at work. I did this.
I've got
work.
A little stand here, right?
We need to send this to his work.
I put the console on it like that, and I'm sitting like that. And then someone comes over and I just mute, turn it off. How can I help you? Yeah, turn it off, turn it back on again. Clip that shit, Gray.
I was ringing him this morning. So... I bet he was just playing that. He was like, I'm really busy here.
What you didn't see when I was doing this, that wasn't the controller. Anyway, carry on. So, yeah, it's Tears of the Kingdom for me. Can't wait. May 6.
So my favourite Nintendo game was A Link to the Past. Would you say Breath of the Wild and this new Kingdom one is that feeling, but in like a much more modern game? Would you think it still gives you the same feeling?
It's different. Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom look very similar, but
Tears not the looks, Kingdom, but I mean the
whole feel, not everything, mate. It's a massive 3D world.
Do you still get that Zelda feel from like the originals in this?
Of course you do. Of course you do. Yeah, you can't take that away, man. That's just killing the.
Because I'm tempted to go back and play it because I stopped playing at Breath of the Wild because I bought it on the Wii U instead of on my Switch. So the graphics were terrible.
They're not that much of a difference between the Wii U. You said the Wii U?
Yeah.
The Wii U and the Wii, oh, gee, because it came out
it's
in all three
platforms.
Yeah, so I bought it on the wrong platform and because I wasn't planning on getting this console, and then I got it a week later and I was like, oh, I don't want to play it on this. Graphics are terrible. But I would be tempted to go back and play it.
Well, we will have a big... we will have a big pod for that one, I think, because that's a massive, massive game. That's going to sell.
Well, I'll probably be down for playing that as well. What console are you getting it on? Is it on Switch?
Yeah, it's on Switch. So Breath of the Wild is on Switch, and I'll complete that on Switch, and then I've got till May 6th to then get Tears of the Kingdom.
Have you got Breath of the Wild on Switch?
Yes.
So why don't you complete it and then send me the console little cartridge in the post?
I won't complete it in time, mate. I've got between now and then. I've actually got to work a little bit.
Who's got it? Ross, have you got it?
Yeah, do you want to borrow it?
Yeah, send me it, man.
Yeah, no worries.
I have Breath of the Wild on a PC emulator.
Really?
I haven't played it yet, though.
Is it any good?
Our good friend, you know who, told me all about it. Told me what to load on the computer, how to do it. I haven't started it yet.
Yeah, because somebody said to me recently, there's one that's it's just automated. You just click the button and it works. Was that you just telling me that, Gray?
It's in 4K.
Is it?
By the way, this is a whole hypothetical, right? Because here at Extreme PC UK, we never
condone.
No. Let's be honest. Extreme PC UK is me. I don't do it, but him, he does do it. So
I do it a lot, and I go to Turkey.
So what you're basically saying is, if there's any trouble, just we're all in trouble. You're fine.
Yeah, because I'll be like, I tell them not to do it, but they do it anyway, the same as everything else they do.
What about you guys then? What game are you looking forward to?
I can look forward to what's coming, like if it's good.
But Sam was taking the mick out of me, basically saying Star Citizen, but that's not the game that I'm actually excited for. I think the game that I'm the most excited for at the moment is going to be Starfield, because it's obviously my favorite games are Fallout and Skyrim, and obviously this is made by the same people and it's having a lot more effort put into it, and it's going to be single player, so it's not going to be like Fallout 76 where it's got all multiplayers on there. So for me, I'm really, really hoping that brings a bit like what's Commander Shepard?
Mass Effect.
Mass Effect was good, but it didn't have the feel like how Fallout feels when you're playing in that world. So yeah. I don't know why I keep getting it muddled up. If it comes out and it's along them lines, yeah, I'm going to be really excited to play that game, and that's going to be my game that I haven't played for a very long time. Because there hasn't been any games for a very long time which fill the Fallout 76 gap, you know, where you're really free to
do. If we're
to
talking about games that are going to come out, soon-ish, then I agree with you. Starfield, if it lives up to everything I keep reading about it, I think it's going to be a great game. I hope so. September 6th of this year is supposed to come out.
Yeah, definitely going to be on that. Right. Whitey says new Jedi Fallen Order, which I thought you lot might be into as well.
Oh, yeah, that just came out.
Gray, what would be your game, by the way?
Did you pick one?
He copied my one.
Burning Shores, when it comes out, and Starfield, if we're
not DLC. I don't count, man. DLC don't count.
Fine, then it would be Starfield, because that's the only...
Yeah, you can't say that, because I said it. You've got to pick a new one.
Okay. If it comes out this year, which I think it's going to, then it'll be Assassin's Creed Mirage. Can't wait.
Oh. Assassin's Creed what?
Mirage.
What's that based on? I've not even heard of that.
You can't see it.
It's based on a character in Valhalla. His name is Basim. And Basim was so popular in Valhalla that they decided to give him his own game. It was going to be a DLC to Valhalla, and they said, nah, let's just go straight for a game. So they're going to make a game. And that will be the last game that is not going to be a service game. And then they go free, you know, to the full service
route.
What do you mean when you say that for everybody? Do you mean...
Like Destiny. It won't, a Destiny game.
All right, so it won't be the Assassin's Seasons. Creed groups of all the different types, like Egypt, Greece...
Exactly, right. So this is going to be getting back more to its roots, probably more similar to Origins, which was the Egypt one.
I've not played them, but I'm tempted to get into them.
Oh, they were great. Origins, even though it's a wee bit older than the others, I thought was the best of the last three. Really liked Origins. A lot, and so I can't wait. I'm jonesing for Mirage. It's going to be great.
Yeah, no, so I'm very tempted to go back to them. Obviously, we played Valhalla on stream, and that was super funny. You lot just kept making me kill myself over and over again. Just a pop up, kill
so
yourself.
DLC.
I'd jump off a building, die. I'd pop up again, and then someone would be like, 500 points, kill yourself. And I'd be like, really, man? I've got to climb all the way up there again? Climb up again, just flop off.
I had so much fun playing all the clips from the last Kingdom when you played that game.
yeah.
Blast.
Well, the thing is that there is an issue I've got, actually. I've got a little bit of an issue right now because... I've always had issues. But Star Citizen is obviously unplayable for the minute, so it leaves me in a bit of a pickle with what to play. Now... Games that I've been into mainly recently is Euro Truck Simulator 2, which does get good views, to be fair. You get a lot of people on there. Vampire Survivors. Oh, and I needed to talk about that. Their new DLC's just come out, but I haven't got the details on it, because I downloaded it earlier today, but I haven't played it enough.
I thought you said you played it at the show. They showed you something.
Yeah, so they did. We played the DLC all unlocked at the show, but it's hard to take it in when you're just sitting there and there's loads of people around you all doing whatever. Sorry. There's a lot of new characters in and stuff, but I want to get more details on that for another podcast. I might actually just do a whole podcast on Vampire Survivors because and get the devs on maybe or something, because there's a lot in that game than first meets the eye. So, like, Gray, if you played that game and asked you about it, you'd give me the basics, but you wouldn't know the in-depths of unlocking characters, unlocking different weapons.
I mean, I have the gist because I played the other game.
Yeah, but there's lots of layers, man. Like, you first realize how to unlock, like, evolutions, but then you have to unlock evolution and evolution, and then that it turns into something else, and then that allows you to then get three other items which go with it as well. It's like having a cauldron of all these different bits in the pot to make things. And then when you make things, they open up special areas. That special area opens up and more stuff. I'm actually really stuck on it at the moment with a part where you've got... The game only lasts half an hour, but I've got to last 31 minutes. And you do this by having protection from certain things you gather up in your gameplay. It does actually go very, very deep. Even though the game looks like the graphics are old and I know they're not your cup of tea, it goes a lot deeper than that. And I'm not going to lie, that game just gives me the feel of when I was a kid playing games. It's like sitting there on a sofa, very simple, basic play. You only need one joystick to play it, no buttons, and you just move the joystick around. It's just fun to play, man. But I'll talk about that on the next one, maybe, depending on what I play. But as going back to what I said, is I need to either start a new game for stream, or we're going to have to do something else that we've got on there. I've been playing through Stardew Valley and Euro Truck Simulator at the moment. If anybody's got any ideas of games they'd like me to see on stream, which I think could be entertaining or we could get into and work through, then let me know. Fallout 76 was always a good one. I would be tempted to get our own world on that, depending on how many players give us interest in playing.
The one that you love so much. I'm trying to remember the name.
Wasteland.
No.
XCOM.
There you go.
Yeah,
didn't you say you still have the original?
Yeah, I've got the original, but I don't know how much of a following it will get, because obviously 99% of the viewers weren't even born when that game was out, so they'll just look at it like you and be like, can't
see
what this
graphics
is.
That's even better. because they won't know what's going on.
Yeah, but they won't even look at it because the graphics are so bad. They'll be like, what is this?
No, yeah, they're not all grey. They're not all grey.
That's right. On. That's true. See, I'm I'll tell you what,
XCOM 2 was pretty funny because in XCOM 2, everyone can download DLC, not DLC, workshop content from Steam. So, like, you could be playing in as a soldier. So say you come into the game, I'll just buy a soldier and then you'll put points down to be like grey gamer. And then I can make it either look like you or you can be whoever you want. And that game has got so many add-ons, I could literally be any person anywhere you want to be. And you would say it to me, I'd get that skin off of Steam, put it on, and then you play through the game until you die. And then that keeps people like if I go down to a mission, I could have 20 people on stream who are in my army, and then I will pick the ones that I want who's on stream at the time. And then you watch your character go through the game and try not to die, which was quite funny.
There was another game you played that was similar to that. You named all the characters.
Yeah, that was Wasteland.
Was it Wasteland?
Yeah, that was Wasteland 3.
No, you did the Mafia game.
Yeah, I did it in that as well. Yeah, that was the same thing as well.
That was cool.
I completed that. That's, the thing is, I love strategy games, and that game was just far too easy for someone that's like a pro at these strategy games. Mm. I smashed the life out of that game. I completed it in a few days.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent,
I'm like... if you buy me the game, I will.
Somehow I knew you were going to say that. I'll get you a copy. That's cool.
No, I'm joking. You buy it and I won't play it.
No. How about Dead Space?
Dead Space is more of a linear, action-y sort of game. It's not the same kind
good
of thing.
Though. I want to get the remake, but it's still too darn expensive.
Yeah, it is good. I played it when it was one of them games where you're just playing through because you've got nothing else to play. It's not my cup of tea, personally, but it is a good game. Lots of people love Dead Space a lot.
You would say it's to fill a Dead Space.
Yeah, exactly. everyone is yawning. If anyone in the chat has got any questions, just put them in now, or any subject. It doesn't even have to be about gaming. It could be about anything. Put it in now. and you can tell mine and Ross's voices are both struggling. I have to keep coughing every 2 minutes because my voice isn't working properly.
I can tell about the free games.
A little bit off the subject, Nick, but something you should watch. Tomorrow is the Last Kingdoms movie that everybody's been waiting for.
I was going to go to the cinema tomorrow, but now you've messed that up.
No, it's on Netflix.
I know, that's even worse, because I can't go to the cinema and watch it now, can I?
No, but you have to watch that, because that is the true ending of the whole series.
So, one of the other things I was going to say, I spoke to Trev about it earlier. I spoke to Gray a couple of days ago about all of the new stuff. So, all the new YouTube stuff and stuff like that. Not stepping on Gray's toes or anything, because he'll be part of it as well. But when we watch something like that, obviously it's not going to be Star Trek because I don't know a lot about it, or not Star Citizen, or like Marvel, like you do and stuff like that. But if there is a well good film that I'm into, I might jump on and do a recording with you guys. You can promote your two channels on there, or whatever, and we talk about that film. So like the what's it called? The Kingdom? I can't remember what's the
Last Kingdom.
The Last Kingdom. That's something that I've been watching from day one. And I absolutely love it. All the story. It's actually quite realistic to the real timeline. Like things like that, I will jump on and do a like half an hour little talk and stuff about it. And then what you can do is you can promote your podcast underneath. Do you know what I mean? So
he wants interviews as well, Greg.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it.
No problem.
I'll be interviewing like you two, Ross, all the people in our community. I'll be interviewing streamers. And it'll be more serious, but to all the people that listen to this on the downloads on, like, say, Spotify or Apple, what actually will happen is the way I'm going to try and do this, and tell me if anyone thinks a different way. So the podcast is on episode 194 at the moment. Say between now and next week I did an interview, that wouldn't have a number. That would just be called, like, if it was an interview for a streamer, it would be a creator special, and then it would be the name of the streamer. If it was... an interview for one of you, it'll be an admin interview, and it'll be one of you two that I'm talking about or talking to about everything. And it's going to give more insight into all the people that we work with, people in the community, stuff like that. And the idea around it is the podcast numbers will carry on. So it'll be like 193, and then if there's one in the middle, it'll skip, it'll just be a title, and then it'll be 194, because this podcast has to stay the same. It can't change. This is what the most people come to listen to, what they want to see. This way it gives people extras, but they don't have to download them if they don't want to. If they're a sub to it, it's a bonus because it gives us extra downloads, boosts the numbers up and everything. And it gives us more stuff going out more regularly, which will, for me, work better and for everybody else. Because if I do one around movies, say once a month, it's not going to be that, but if it was, it would give Grey a boost. If I was talking about Star Trek, it would give you a boost. Do you know what I mean? So it's a win-win situation for everybody, and it will keep the YouTube flowing with information coming on it so that people will regularly build up like an amount of people on the YouTube as well. And that's what I'm trying to say. So the YouTube now will be a bit of everything. And what I want to see as well is if anyone does any good game clips or anything like that, just send them in to me on the Discord or put them in the Discord, and I will actually take them off of Discord and they'll go on the YouTube. Obviously, I'll ask people first. And then it will put your name out there on our YouTube as a clip. Obviously, I get to pick what's good and bad. If I don't like it, it won't go on, and I'll just be blatantly like, I don't really want it on there. Any clips people make, stuff like that, I'm going to get it up and see if I can get it on there. Right, Trev, do you want to get into your last bit? And if we don't get any more questions...
A quicker one.
Go for it.
Quicker one. Just for those that don't know, there is a couple of decent looking games available in Epic Store. One I've heard of, one I've not. There's a medieval slashing knight type game, Mordo. I'm not sure how you pronounce it. You've been out for a few years, you probably know it.
I think I've seen it.
Slasher one. It looks decent if that's your cup of tea, but it's the second one I'm interested in. I don't know if you guys had a little look at this.
I've seen it.
Ross, have you seen this game?
Second Extinction.
No, I'm just making sure you're still awake, you see. It does look pretty decent. It was a early access free game, and it looks like a cross between Ark and, I don't know, probably, no, Ark and, I don't know what other game actually. No. Arcade, what's the other one?
You're talking about Turok.
Apex as well.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Turok, Dinosaur Hunter.
Wait, Turok goes back. I remember that.
I love that. Turok.
Turok. That was funny. Turok, that was a comic book.
Get the bomb.
That was originally a comic book.
I love that. Was that a cult game back in the day?
I've played this game. Second Extinction.
We
played it. The group of us played it. It's mostly positive. The game is actually nearly £20 to buy. It's in early access. We played it as a group. We didn't play it for very long. It's a first-person shooter where you've got dinosaurs and you've got groups of you, and you have to fend off the dinosaurs and stuff. It was good, but
Turok, right?
It only kept us playing for a little while. It weren't a game that we'd carry on playing. It's one of the ones you sort of play for a little while and then drop off.
Bear in mind, those games are free, so it's not too bad. It's worth putting in your library. And then the next two free games that are going to come out April 20th onwards are Never Alone, which could be your cup of tea, might not be.
What if you want to be alone?
Then I'm not going to judge you, mate. That's
then you have no choice. You're never alone.
And the other one is Beyond Blue. Beyond Blue looks interesting. It's like Subnautica, but a single-player narration version of it. So don't forget free games, guys. Get them downloaded.
Yeah, and so if we haven't got any more questions, I'd love to get some feedback from everybody about the YouTube and what they think. A lot of people have been telling me to do it. A lot of feedback on the Twitch and what to play. For me, the more feedback we get on this, the more I can drive it in the right direction for what the community like. If it's just left to me, then it's just going to be a load of crap. Lucky we've got Ross on the back end working out like scores and titles.
He's working
and descriptions.
Out in the back end, don't you, Ross?
Yeah, he's always working at the back end, Ross. He powers in the back end.
On my booty, yeah, I do a lot of squats. I've got a good gluteus maximus.
I've actually seen him burst his shorts open doing it, to be fair.
Yeah,
but is that powerful?
Yeah. After 9 pints of cider, he does a lot of squatting.
It weren't cider, mate. Don't get it wrong. This was pure apple juice.
No, whatever. That might be something else in the States. Cider means something else in America.
Yeah, no, there's apple cider with no alcohol. It's apple cider.
And it's not cider, then, mate. The English invented cider, all the credit. Cider is alcohol. No. Otherwise, you're drinking fruit juice.
In the deep south, apple cider is not the same as apple juice.
It doesn't make sense.
There's apple cider vinegar, which is different, but that tastes horrible.
No, if you do true apple cider from the deep south, it's actually you pick up the bottle and you can't see through it. It's like brown and very cloudy.
That's called the apple juice.
Just to wind Shell up, she misses actual cider. There's a pub outside my door that's the best cider pub in the whole of Scotland. And
that's why you live where you do.
And there's a cider festival on at the moment with some of the best, finest ciders you can get. Sorry, Shell.
Just to let you know, I'm not coming up to Scotland now. I'm going to the Lake District.
Thank God for that.
Going to the Lake District. How far are you from the Lake District?
Miles. I don't want to go to Lake District.
No, why?
Never mind. He will be late.
Wait a minute. You say Lake District or Lake District?
The Lake District.
That's somewhere else, my friend.
I know. That's what I was asking. It's a different country.
I'm going to the Red Lake District.
Red Lake District. We have that over here, by the way, too, in Louisiana.
Alcohol, they say. Sorry, I've got visions of Ross drinking apple vinegar now. I wouldn't put it past him.
That's not going wrong, mate. That's why I have a bottle.
Wait a minute. I'll go and get a bowl.
You're not supposed to drink it straight, you muppet. Doing? You put it on your salad and stuff. Oh, my God.
He's wondering why he's getting belly aches. He's on the toilet every day. He's drinking vinegar.
Apple cider vinegar is actually really good. It actually has a tiny bit of it.
And why did he have that in his bedroom?
Ooh, he's got the raw and filtered stuff. Wow.
It just looks not healthy.
I have it with lemon juice every morning.
Mate, it's supposed to go in your salad, not straight down your throat.
Vinegar mixed with lemon juice?
Yeah, and water. It tastes
horrible. Wow, that sounds like a heart. I have to take tablets every single day.
It tastes horrible.
Hold on.
So why do you drink it?
I have to take tablets for heartburn every single day. And that just sounds like it would just melt me from the inside like a microwave drink.
Your esophagus right out.
it's supposed to be good for you, but I'm not too sure. When I was on my weight loss journey a couple of years... Like, this bottle's a couple of years old. Like, it's 4 or 5 years old now.
That's why it's so brown.
Yeah. I'm not going to touch it because, like, what's the date on this? Probably, like, 2020 or something.
To be honest with you, the one thing that apple cider vinegar is good for, if you drink a little bit with water, it's supposed to balance out the acid in your system. Almost like an antacid.
Really? Put more acid in and it's an antacid. Tell my stomach man.
You don't drink it straight, you got problems. You mix it with some water.
I have water and a half a lemon in the morning.
That's really acidic, dude. Jeez.
Wow, we've really got to that place again, haven't we?
Yes.
It's got to the end.
People tune in for that, man. They tune in for
I just want to say once again, for people who are listening on the audible version of Extreme PGK Podcast, you can now watch back the actual live feed on YouTube. It'll be 1 week. So this is recorded as episode 194. We're nearly at the 200 mark. But today we released 193 on video form on YouTube. So you can go and get that. And next week, this one will come out. And the week after, that one will come out. And there is a valid reason why we put them out a week later is because we record the show live. We wanted people to come into the live show. People who give me subs on Twitch, they will basically be able to watch it in the first week anytime they want back through Twitch. And then it will go live at the end of the week for people that don't want to sub but still want to watch the live feed. Because a lot of the time we do have stuff that you need to see, or like Trev's face. If I got one frame of Trev's face every episode, it would be hilarious. But the other thing I want to do as well is I want to see people like taking pictures of us doctoring them into funny things and stuff like that, like alcohol it does to me all the time. And I want to see, like, I just want to see some funny stuff to keep the podcast fresh.
I get nightmares when Al does pictures of you, like the naked caveman, man. I struggle to sleep for a week saying
that.
That
was amazing. Naked caveman.
That made me last longer.
Shut up. Nothing makes you last longer.
Liar. We'll come back to that.
But what we're going to do is, sadly, that brings us to the end of this month's podcast, this week's podcast, and you never know, you might find stuff coming out in the middle of the week going forward. I've got to plan some bits and pieces, but it'll be randoms that come out during the gaps between the podcast. It's going to be a bit of a tricky one trying to finish the show today, purely because my Elgato Stream Deck decided it weren't going to work.
So
you're just going to hit one button and it just kind of like goes off.
It's just going to be back to normal. I can't play any songs or anything like that. So it's literally, it will just be a raid over to somebody else. You might hear them if you're listening to this back. And basically, it's just going to be a bit of a mess this week. So everybody, I'd like to say thank you for all of you coming by. Thank you for all the Discord subs I get. Oh, and one thing we totally forgot to talk about, which should have been right in the beginning. We did our Cullum Spectrum walk, and between me and Ross, we made 700 quid. Thank you, everybody. We got our medals. My one had a misprint on it. But it was amazing. So thank you to everybody for that. Ross, even though he never says it, is actually doing... he's gathering money up for three different companies. So he's doing autism awareness, suicide prevention, and dogs for the blind. And he's doing a whole yearly pot gathering for it. And he's going to spread it out at the end of the year. But we'll tell you more details. Get the details for next week, Ross, for the beginning. And then we'll talk about that at the beginning of the next show. Make sure you remind me of us, I forget. And apart from that, everybody, this brings us to the end of the podcast. Thank you, everybody. And we'll see you all on the next one. Cheers, people. Bye-bye. And hold for the raid. Hold for the raid.
Hold on.
Any minute now.
Oh.